Hey gents, Miggy here. Emmanuel Ibaoi has received offers of legal advice in his bid to overturn a court ruling said to leave him homeless in the wake of his bitter divorce. The ex-Arsenal defender, who's 34, has spoken to the Mirror of his fears for the future following his acrimonious split from wife Aurelie. He's still upset that the district judge in the case, Edward Cross, ruled against him in his absence at the Central Family Court in London, and insists his ill health prevented him from engaging in the process. Court documents suggest he did not fill in a Form E which sets all of his assets and liabilities, and that he failed to comply with a number of orders. Ibaoi contends that he was kicked out of the matrimonial home and unable to gain access to retrieve such documents requested by the court. The subsequent information provided to the court by Ibaoi was said to have been highly deficient. A senior barrister was briefly engaged to try and delay the final hearing, but was unsuccessful. Brokey Bowie, who has struggled with long-term depression, says he found himself further disadvantaged as he could not afford to retain his legal representation. He maintains hospital letters from doctors treating him for illness were submitted in mitigation. They explained his absence from hearings and suggested Bowie was not fit enough to attend. Also, that proceedings should have been adjourned as they would have been detrimental to his health and well-being. Bowie was left stunned when the judge still chose to make an order in his absence. The former gunner was in the hospital at the time, without hearing his side of the story. The Ivory Coast defender claims his limited education saw him hand over the responsibility for the couple's financial affairs to his wife. That's a red flag number one. Their joint assets, a matrimonial home and a second property in North London will go to her. That's what happens, guys, when you get married and hand over all your financial assets to your better half, quote unquote. Previously owned apartments in the Ivory Coast were sold 2 years ago. It means his wife is entitled to their joint assets and that an order for Ibaoi to leave their North London home will be signed by the judge if he does not do so. The deadline expired 3 weeks ago on December the 6th. Ibaoi has already had an avalanche of goodwill via social media. He has also had offers via the Mirror, both of legal assistance, but is still seeking help to fund an appeal. He said, quote, "That divorce killed me a lot. I am not happy about the law in England because it is so biased. I want God to use me to change that. I want to be able to say that what this judge has done is not fair." So there you have it, gents. A soccer star who once had the world at his feet and was famous and rich is now ruined financially, emotionally and physically, all thanks to his greedy ex-wife and a biased legal system against men in the West. What do you think about this case? Leave your comments below.
Everything came, just on my life. I lost my job, I lost my funds, my wife, my family, everything, so it's hard. It's very hard.
In the last 12 to 14 months, you lost your grandfather,
my brother.
You lost your brother, you lost your job, as you say, and now you've lost your marriage as well, and you could be homeless, you've lost your children, effectively, the contact with your children.
In the house, but I'm scared because I don't know
what time the police will come.
What they're gonna do? Maybe because I watch movie a lot here. They don't joke. They come to the house, they block the door, they tell you go out. So me, I'm in my house. Sometimes I shoot off. I shoot off the light.
Because you're scared.
Because for me, I don't want people to know that I'm inside. So I shoot off the light. I put everything behind the door. So. So it's like my own house, I suffered to buy my house, but because of that things, so now I'm scared.
If I don't have a washing machine, I have to wash by my hands. I wash. I look at my hand, it's a hard. If I slap you, you're gonna die. Because every day I wash my jeans, my clothes, my pool, everything. Or one day I was home, I would take my shower. The water was cold. I called my sister. Ah, sister, why in my house the water is cold? She told me, check the gas and look. It was 0 point.
the court, or even if the judge they sign, they're not gonna send me out of my house. Yes, is my money. I took my own money to buy. I don't know how many I suffer on the pitch to get my money to make my family happy. You know, to have the house for my family, and then today, because of what? Because of the divorce, they're gonna take everything. So what about me? I will fight until the end, because that one is not fair what has happened to me. So I will fight until the end, because yes, I don't have cars. Okay, I use a Oster train bus, so I have to hide in the bus or in the train because of people that recognize me. And then also the house I have, okay, is not like the electricity is not is I have to put cut.
Yeah, Jay, he doesn't have a bill.
He
has to put a
key. Yes, I don't have a bill.
You have to put a key in the meter.
Yeah, being the key, so sometimes like this, you are in the house, no light. That life, I didn't have that life before, you know, so. I can't see them. I can't see them because, you know, that one when you are talking about that is hurting me a lot, you know, because of my children, they are the part of me, and then she knows that my children, I was close to my children, so I was ready to do everything for them. My two girls, they have a phone, they have a number, so we used to talk before. They used to call me before, so but now, since two months, no contact. You see, we see my teeth are out there, but inside me, even when I was coming in the car with my sister, I was crying for that, because I said to her, I miss my children. I miss my children a lot. I want to see them because it's not fair. When I go out, even today I went to the training. So from the training I came here. So when I saw the children before
them, parents, you know, they were playing for
the family, the parents, they go out, you know, it's paining me a lot. Me, it wasn't only for me, but for my son, because my son, he plays also for Arsenal. But for him, it was very, very difficult for him to go to school, because at school, you know how the children, they talk, you know, so they were laughing about him. Ah, your dad was banned for the FIFA, so you're not going to play anymore. So on. So it was very, very difficult. But when I get the job with Sunderland, I was happy, but my happiness wasn't for long. It wasn't for long. Mm. And then after that, they took my
happiness
like this. So it was very, very difficult again. It was very, very difficult, you know. It's hard to explain, you know. If you have this problem, you cannot know. Welcome. I'll be happy to see Arsenal to help me. When I say help me, it's not about money. It's not about that. It's not about money. It's about
emotion,
and then maybe can come and then walk there to help all the boys there. I'll be happy. Even now, they still love me, you know. So as I said, we are like a family. Doesn't matter if I'm not playing anymore for Arsenal, but when some of them they see me on the road, on the street, they happy to see me. They said, "Ah, boy, legend." They come take picture, and then that one it make me happy, you know. Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Smash the like button, subscribe and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, Kitty.
I got money in the bank. Shut up, what you think? Wow.
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot and spicy meat. Yeah, boy.